The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I am a licensed clinical social worker and you're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies to help you stay healthy, Hot Springs. To welcome Katya Summerlin. She's the executive director of Sunshine Riding Center, which is a nonprofit it's all types of equine therapy, right?
Correct.
I will just let you explain that to me and our listeners. So Tell me just a little bit about yourself and Sunshine Riding Center.
Okay. We formed our 501c3 3 years ago. We started the inspiration of the whole organization and the equine assisted services was my son. He was born with Down syndrome 5-6 years ago, and had a lot of heart issues, and we ended up being at the hospital for a long time, and so we need a lot of services. And I grew up loving horses all my life, and so the two things kind of combined, and I knew I wanted therapy and horseback for him, and I started to look for services around town, and I realized that there's not a therapy center here. And oddly enough, and I didn't know it at the time, but I grew up right down the road from a therapeutic riding center. Mm-hmm. And I hung around there because there were horses,
right.
And so that's, I grew up with it, and lots of my friends at home are therapeutic riding instructors, so it's just kind of weird how I was surrounded by it, and I never thought it would have anything to do with me. And so fast forward, when he was on the way, I knew that I wanted him on horseback. And so I started to look for service and realized that Hot Springs doesn't have a center. So there was a tiny thought in the beginning, and it started nudging on me, and I said no for a long time, kind of like, this is so much work, and I'm new in town, I have no connections, I mean, this is just going to be a monumental task, plus the responsibility, and just everything that it involves in it seemed overwhelming. But in the end, obviously, I said yes, and I was surprised how quickly it started to come together. We formed the 501c3, started to look for board members, and I literally I didn't know anybody in town. I just went, I had a little flyer, and I was like, I have this idea, and it's a crazy idea, who is going to help me? And a lot of people popped up and said, yeah, I'll help you. And so I was very fortunate to get a board together that helped us get this organization off the ground. And so I'm really proud to say that we are in our second year of operation. We offer equine-assisted therapy services, meaning it's therapy on horseback. We offer speech, occupational, and physical therapy on horseback. And we partner with KidSource Therapy. And here in town, they bring us the clients and the therapist. And what we recently added is mental health services. It's equine-assisted psychotherapy. We partner with Tiffany Corjay with TLC Incorporation. She's a local mental health specialist. She brings her clients out to our center and where they interact with horses guided by the therapist. And it's been really, really interesting to see how it all unfolds.
You know, I'm interested in that. And I think that's one of those separate podcasts. I would love to have your therapist come in and talk to us about what she's doing out there. So we will continue that conversation about that for sure. But I know just what you are doing just in general out at the Sunshine Riding Center is amazing. And you said that you knew that you wanted your son to be on horseback.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit. What are their specific benefits? For those of us that don't really understand
sure.
how hippotherapy works.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning. I'm always, every time we have a therapy session, I'm in the middle of it and I learn from the therapist what it all does to the client. Right. So basically it's called hippotherapy. OTPT and speech on horseback, where the movement of the horse is the tool that we use in therapy. So imagine sitting on the horse, there's constant repetitive input to the spine, basically from the hips to the spine to the brain.
Okay.
So the movement of the horse, each step fires up the brain, basically. Regulates the brain, calms the brain down to make learning possible. And it also helps with regulating the nervous system, which is a huge part with kids with disabilities. And we see that on a daily basis, really, it's when kids come to us and the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we just want them to ride and get that repetitive input and just... Sometimes they're crying and flailing around. They're not themselves. And then you see that how that movement slowly starts to calm them down. And all of a sudden, they can write their name. They can answer questions. They can do all kinds of tasks. So it's really neat to see that. So it's the movement of the horse where the magic is.
Now, are the... kind of help me with a visual of what happens. Do those tasks happen on horseback, or is
yes.
that oh, so? Everything happens there.
Yes. Yeah, so for a therapy session, which is typically 60 minutes, the therapist works with the child or with the client for 60 minutes, and we want as much input as possible, meaning the horse movement. So we often ride for 10, 15 minutes, and then maybe we stop and a child does some kind of a task on horseback. And so we want them to stay on horseback as long as possible.
You said can adults do this as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
KidSource only serves kids at the moment. We're in the process of adding another service provider that can serve adults too, which will broaden our range of clientele. So
right.
It's exciting.
So it sounds like currently you would have to be a client of KidSource.
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, it will go through KidSource in the end, but we have clients that come from all kinds of therapy centers.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work? Could someone contact you at the riding center, or does it need to be through one of the other organizations?
No, they can. Yes, they can contact me, and I will refer them to KidSource. And
okay.
sometimes they come through KidSource themselves. We have a coordinator in place. Her name's Sarah Allen. She is based out of the KidSource Benton Clinic. She coordinates... both centers. There's one in Hot Springs with us, and they have another one in Benton that where they use horses.
Oh,
and
wow.
so
okay.
so they have the therapists and the clients that come to us.
Tell me a little about the horses that you have. I know whenever we first spoke about this, I had said, I can't believe that there's not one here. And you had made a comment too, like, yeah, it's such a large area and there's no one to provide this service. And I said, because there's so many horses, right? So it was kind of like both of us were kind of surprised about the two different aspects,
yes.
you know, of why there was such a need here, because I was like, wow, there's such an abundance of horses in this area. It would make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was part of my research when I started looking into this closer. With Hot Springs being such a strong horse community with the
right.
racetrack, I mean, it's 100 years of horse racing. And so I thought, oh, yeah, there's got to be a center somewhere.
Right.
And then I also started looking into the numbers of percentages of people with disabilities, and it's staggering. Mm-hmm. It's really high. And so I thought, why is there, I don't know, I know now why, because it's right. So much work. It's a lot of work and a lot of responsibility, and you got to be dedicated to it because there's so much risk involved too.
Yeah.
Working with horses, you know, they're flight animals, anything can happen. And so we have 5 horses and a pony at the moment. They are all different sizes and different ages too. We want to have that variety because depending on the client we serve, we want to, for example, if we have somebody with CP that needs a lot of support.
CP is?
Cerebral palsy.
Okay.
That has poor postural control, meaning they need a lot of support riding. We choose a smaller horse, like the pony is perfect for that, for example. And also the input, she has smaller steps. So the input is a lot smoother and a lot smaller than, for example, on a 16-hand thoroughbred, for example.
And I would imagine, I mean, I'm not, just have a little bit of horse experience, but thoroughbreds typically would not be your ideal horse for this, right? They're a little high strung, yeah.
No, actually, that's wrong.
There's
yes. There are surprisingly a lot of thoroughbreds and therapeutic riding programs.
Yes.
And so it really depends on the temperament of the horse.
Right.
The horse, in the first place, needs to love people. They need to love being around people, and they need to enjoy the interactions. And so it really doesn't matter what breed it is, as long as this horse is drawn to humans. And then, of course, training comes in.
Right.
They need to be solid on ground manners and all this kind of stuff. So
I'm so glad, because I was thinking, you know, there's so many of the thoroughbreds. It would be wonderful for this to be kind of like a second career, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we are looking for that very special thoroughbred out there. And our challenge is there's lots of them out there, but they're all so tall. And most of our volunteers that are helping during a therapy session, we call them sidewalkers.
Okay.
They're on, you have to imagine, there's lots of people involved for one child to have a therapy session.
So just describe that to us, yeah.
Go
into some detail about that.
Yeah, so obviously we need the horse, and we need a horse leader. The horse leader is basically, if you imagine, a chauffeur of a limousine. So the horse leader is in charge of all aspects around the horse, safety. And then we have the therapist who...
Now the horse leader is going to be like at the halter.
Correct, yes.
Physically leading the horse, yes.
I'm
trying to create kind of an image for our listeners who are
I keep forgetting
people.
That there's no image on the podcast. So I'm going to describe it. So there's the horse and a horse leader that has the lead rope of the horse that's attached to the halter off the head of the horse. He or she walks in front of the therapist at the head or the shoulder of the horse.
Okay.
And then we have the rider that sits on the horse, obviously.
Saddled, sitting on.
Yeah, we have.
I think there's there would be a challenge with keeping them in the saddle at all.
So we don't use saddles per se. It's a saddle pad. We have a thick pad that's about 30 inches long across the back, and it's thick and padded. And then we have what almost looks like a racing saddle. I don't know if you have an image of that, but they're tiny.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
basically just a piece of leather, and it's attached with a cinch, just like a regular saddle, but it's quite small and has a handle on in the front. It's like a leather strap where the rider can hold on. And so... there's many different saddles and equipment involved in therapy sessions. We use that kind. We want the child to be sitting independently as much. We don't want them to grip down and hold on because that would take away from the posture and the movement, the flow of the movement. And so, and because it's very strengthening to the core when you're sitting on a horse, there's so many muscles involved when you are trying to balance and move with the horse. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to use those benefits as much as possible. So there's a saddle and the saddle or the saddle pad on the horse, and then it's just a halter. We lead with the halter in a lead rope. And then we have the therapist who walks beside on the high where the rider is and supports the child however much it needs to be supported with certain holds on. Sometimes they put a hand on their thigh just to have a hold on the horse or the rider, sorry, to make sure they're secure. And so the sidewalker is on the other side of the horse, mirroring what the therapist is doing. The sidewalker is a volunteer. They come out on an hourly basis and they do the sidewalking. They walk with the client and the therapist for 60 minutes, mirroring and assisting the therapist whatever they need. Sometimes they pass toys or tools over to the other side, or help to calm down a child. Sometimes it's talking, interacting. So basically, the sidewalker has a passive role, and for just an assistance to the therapist.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Tell me about, I can tell you're incredibly passionate about this, obviously, you know, because of your son, but I would imagine you've seen some amazing things happen.
We have.
Yeah, so tell me just a little bit about what you see.
So one of our greatest miracle that happened on horseback is actually with a client, and I have permission to share her name. It was so impactful, and one of our riders is Riverlyn Scrimshire. She is the daughter of Officer Scrimshire, who got shot in the line of duty 2 years ago. And so her mother brought her out for her to have speech therapy on horseback. She was diagnosed with severe apraxia, which means she couldn't speak. She only had like 5 words. She could not express her feelings or her needs or anything like that. Just basic needs. I'm hungry. I'm tired. And that was when Officer Scrimshire passed. And so she was 3 years old at the time and had no way of expressing any of her grief.
Right.
And so her mom works in the medical field and was very aware of that speech is not developing, and put her in speech therapy and started doing research on what horses can do. And so she came to us a year ago. She was in our pilot program, and we had her on this horse, Ringo. He's a big Palomino, a big goofball, and a huge personality, has very kind of choppy movements. He has very rigorous movements. And so she enjoyed her time, and we had to kind of squeeze the words out of her during therapy. And it was, I mean, she had a great time, but speech wasn't, progressing in a way that we would say, oh, wow, there's a real change. So, and then we switched it up one day because we took on a new horse that we wanted to try out. And honestly, I was very apprehensive about him because, not because of his temperament or anything like that, but he had a serious medical condition that I wasn't sure if this is a smart thing to take on a sick horse.
And he could handle it, yeah.
And no, especially also because he's expensive. Requires a lot of medicine,
right,
and a lot of extra care. And at the time when we took him on, I was like, this is silly. This is so silly to take on a horse that's sick and we need to rehab him. And I don't even know if he's going to work out. And so I had all these doubts and thoughts about this horse. And then the therapist and I were like, okay, let's try him out and see what happens. And so we put Riverlyn on him. He is about 16 hands. He's a blue roan. That's like a gray black color, very unique looking, very handsome, beautiful movements. And so we put her on him, and we were riding in the arena. And you have to imagine that in the arena, there's sand. So there's different, like the steps fall differently. There's different movement when they're on the sand compared to when you're out on the pasture or on grass.
Like hard.
Yes, hard. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we were riding an arena on, his name's Steeler. Not much progress. And the reason why I'm leading up to this is because that change was so profound. We took him out of the arena on the harder surface, and the movement was different. And I kid you not, it was like somebody turned a tap on. Warts started falling out. It was like a waterfall of warts coming out. And we were like, what is happening? She's having a really great day, and it was just babbles and sounds, and it just started falling out of her the whole rest of the session, and we were just stunned how profound that difference wow. was. And so we kept using Steeler. We're like, obviously we're gonna keep Steeler.
So worth it.
Yes. And so we kept her on Steeler, and I'm happy to report that a year later she now speaks full sentences, can express her feelings, and mom shared with me that it's really beautiful now that she can actually have conversations with her dad now. And so it was a really, I mean, these kind of things, you can't plan those things. It was just things coming together, I call it, it's a miracle, really, how all those dots connected in her brain to make speech possible through the movement of the horse.
And specifically, this horse was her miracle too, right? The one that you were apprehensive about?
Yeah.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Right. Isn't that what life is? Just...
I know, you gotta just trust the process.
Yes.
And my husband kept telling me, just give him time, just commit to him, he will show you what he can do. And I'm like, I had all these in the reality, I mean,
right.
I didn't know if this would be I had really had a lot of doubts, but I will never doubt that horse again. That's for sure.
That's beautiful. That's amazing.
It's really it's our favorite story right now. We shared it at our fundraiser, and we had a fundraiser at the reserve last October, and beautiful setting, beautiful evening, and we had Rachel Scrimshire speak about this, and the moment she started speaking, people were in tears, and I'm like, we're coming on really strong here, but it was really so profound. It changed Riverland's life, and it changed their family's life for sure.
And that's why you do what you do.
Exactly. And these are the things that you, even when you have hard days and, yeah, it's hot and sweaty and there's so many bugs and you have to haul hay or whatever, it's those kind of things. You're like, it's totally worth it.
Choosing a harder but more meaningful life.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're a nonprofit, you are run by donations a lot.
Yes.
So you do have a lot of... events to help fund your organization. Do you have anything coming up anytime soon? Or?
Yes. So actually, the fundraiser that I mentioned, we're going to repeat it. We will have it at the reserve again on September 29th.
Okay.
It's open to the public. There's going to be tickets that go on sale. We will have a beautiful outdoor venue at the reserve. If you're familiar with it, it's absolutely stunning. We'll have great food.
Is it across from the track?
Yes, it's that white mansion.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the gardens are absolutely stunning. They did such a beautiful job. And so
We need to buy tickets to support your organization and also just to see the reserve, right?
Absolutely. Yes. I think that worked in our favor last time, that people wanted to see the place, and it's totally worth seeing it. And the food was amazing too. We just had a fabulous time. So we're going to repeat that a little bit. It's going to be on a Thursday, and it's in September 29th.
And I know you were talking about, you know, the heat. And so we're recording this in the midst of one of probably our hottest week of this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't air for a couple of weeks, but it could be even hotter.
Yes.
At that time. So tell me about kind of the modifications and things you were talking about doing for the heat.
Yes. So we are our facility doesn't have a roof. We don't have a covered arena. We have an outdoor arena. And so we're kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature in that regard. And for right now, we work in the mornings only in the summer. We have some shade that we use. And we're just very conscientious of staying hydrated. We walk a lot, like sidewalkers and horse leader and therapist. We sometimes walk 7 miles a day, so it's a great workout.
Yes.
But you got to be conscientious of taking breaks and for water, etc. And then we need bug spray and sunscreen for sure for our riders. And so we just have to. So far, it worked okay. And sometimes it gets too hot, and we have to cancel because it's not safe for everybody involved, including the horses.
Right, just too hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a goal, is to have a covered arena?
Absolutely.
Anyone listening, that could be a wonderful donation.
That would be an amazing donation. It would allow us to work all day long. We wouldn't have any problems when it rains, because we do get rained out, or when there's a thunderstorm, we obviously have to cancel as well. And so it's just, you know, we had to start somewhere. And so there's room for growth, and a roof over the arena would be fantastic, but it's pricey.
Of course, yes, but hopefully someday, right?
Oh yeah,
to move forward. volunteers, is that something you're in need of, or how does that work?
Yes, right now for our summer, luckily I have enough volunteers. But moving on throughout the year, we offer. Trainings for volunteers that are interested. And so it's a constant, you kind of have to keep looking for volunteers. And if anybody's interested in being part of this, our main jobs are the sidewalking that I explained. And then I need help at the barn with cleaning and getting the horses ready. And also, if anybody has a great riding experience, I would love to have some exercise riders to help me get the horses exercised.
Wonderful. So still some great needs.
Absolutely.
People could help with. I'm just thinking, you know, I have a teenage daughter, and I was like, oh, she needs to go out and shovel some, clean some stalls. And
sure.
Brush some horses, yes.
And I gotta say, I mean, sidewalking is, if you're interested in interacting with our clients, I mean, you will go home with a smile on your face and your heart full, because we had those riders are so precious, and we have such a great time. Our therapists are so positive and encouraging, and just me being a special needs mom, having that team that urges and pushes on your son or your daughter on that journey is tremendous. And it's just feels great. And so volunteer, it's a great way to volunteer.
Yeah. And for me, you know, as a therapist, I would imagine that the benefits of just being out there at the farm with the horses.
Yes.
And, you know, if I could prescribe it to some of my clients, it would definitely be something that's good for us. Besides helping a wonderful program, it's also good for us physically,
yes,
mentally.
Absolutely. And you're welcome to come visit our facility. And you will see, I mean, it's a big open field, and we have big, great oaks. My daughter called it the great, we have one oak that's just tremendous, and she calls it the great oak. And so just being out there in nature, hearing the birds sing, and you're with the horses out there, it's just healing by itself. It's just an experience. And you know, and also you have to know that a lot of our kids that have disabilities, they've been, especially with my son too, they've been in a therapy setting all their lives. Sometimes, you know, 3-4 times a week in a room, therapy room. And so taking them out of that context of being in an enclosed room, sometimes there's not even windows, and you're taking them out in the fresh air into the elements and in nature, just that alone, it's so much input and stimuli out there that are triggering so many good things.
Wow, you are so the right person to be, to have opened this, you know, the Sunshine Writing Center. I'm so excited for you. I know good things are in your future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's talk about how people can get in touch with you. I know you have a website, you have social media, lots of ways for people to find you, right?
Yes. So we're trying to be very active on social media with posting on a regular basis, just showing what we're doing during a therapy session. So it's a great way to for people to connect and kind of see what we're doing. So we are on Facebook and on Instagram, and we're actually, which we just started on TikTok too. We're that's an experiment.
I understand.
And then we have the website, and on the website is the most information as far as we have several ways of giving to your organization. We obviously, you could sponsor an event, like what we are going to start looking for sponsors for our Sunshine Soiree, we're going to call it, at the Reserve, our big fundraiser. And then we also have horse sponsorships available where people can pick a horse and give maybe on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis, however many months they want to give. And then we also have what we call a horsemanship fund. I forgot how it's called, but it's a horsemanship fund where people can support riders. Like it costs $45 an hour for the family, for the child to ride.
Okay.
That is not covered by insurance. That is what we call the barn fee. That covers the horse and the horse leader for the hour. And so, and $45 a week, sometimes that's a lot, you know, for, for some families. And so we put that, we started that horsemanship fund where we can
kind of
help
like
families.
Exactly. Sponsor you.
Yes.
And I'm assuming feeding and caring of the horses and stuff costs a lot, right?
Yes.
So there's where a lot of that money goes.
Yes.
The care of the upkeep.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why it's a really hard industry to be in. We have extremely high costs, and horses have to eat every day. And even if on days off, they need to be fed, and they have it's a lot of care for them.
Farriers and
veterinarian, right? And yeah. There's a lot of involvement. Just one square bill costs $10, and a horse eats one every 2 days. So you can imagine it just starts to add up real fast. And so that's why we have the horse sponsorship program, where it's $400 a month for one horse, or however many months you want to add on. But we have a little bio of each horse, who they are, what their strength is, what they're really good at, or really, you know, goofy or whatever, their personalities, and a portrait of them, who they are.
Wonderful, wonderful organization. So, again, Sunshine Writing Center. What are your the name of the website and like on social media? Is it? Can they just look for the Sunshine Writing Center?
Yes. So our website is sunshinewritingcenter.org, and then on social media we're Sunshine Therapeutic Writing Center, and you type it in and it should pop up. Our logo is a horse head in a circle, surrounded by pretty colors and sunbeams. You will see,
like the sun shining behind. Yes, now I do remember that. Absolutely.
We are always looking for support in the community. I do a lot of public speaking too, where I speak to groups and explain what our work is. And we've had some really great responses. People are very intrigued to learn about this. A lot of people still don't know that horses can be used in a therapy setting and what the benefits are of it. Like the movement of the horse, for example, I just touched on that just a little bit, but there's so much more that can be talked about. And so, I'm happy to come speak to your groups, or, you know, if you want to learn about it, if you want to come visit us and want to know who we are and how we operate, I invite you to contact us, and we'd love to meet you and show you around.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Katja Summerlin. I'm Executive Director of Sunshine Riding Center. I appreciate you so much being here to share your organization with me. I can feel your passion. If our listeners could see your face as you talk about this, you just light up with joy. So you're, like I said, the right person
to
get started this organization. So thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast ever, so I'm very honored.
Well, you did wonderful. I can tell being passionate about what we're talking about, right? It just comes natural. You know, it's just a conversation that we're having. So thank you so much. I think it's fabulous.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs. Tune in next Friday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy. Look for new episodes every Friday on hotsr.com/podcast.